From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, Dealing with Our Achans, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 7, we read of Israel's defeat at the city of Ai, a disaster which was brought about by the sin of one man, Achan. In returning to this chapter, Dr. Cairns is taking another look at this man, whose greed ultimately destroyed himself and his family. Dr. Cairns is applying the sin of Achan to the lives of the people of God, showing how a single sin, embraced and unconfessed, can halt progress in the Christian's life. God calls his people to lives of holiness, and no area of life is exempt from the command to be holy. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, sin tolerated in any part of life will nullify spiritual efforts in every other part. In the case of Achan, God ordered radical action. The guilty man and everything that belonged to him was put to death. Similar action is required in the life of a Christian who is harboring some sin. The Bible calls upon God's people to mortify their members which are upon the earth. No leniency is allowed in the matter of sin. Dr. Cairns will be with us in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. Thy Redeemer. Jesus the Redeemer is altogether ours and ours forever. All the offices of Christ are held on our behalf. He is King for us, Priest for us, and Prophet for us. Whenever we read a new title of the Redeemer, let us appropriate him as ours under that name as much as under any other. The shepherd's staff, the father's rod, the captain's sword, the priest's mitre, the prince's scepter, the prophet's mantle, all are ours. Jesus hath no dignity which he will not employ for our exaltation, and no prerogative which he will not exercise for our defense. His fullness of Godhead is our unfailing, inexhaustible treasure house. His manhood also, which he took upon him for us, is ours in all its perfection. To us our gracious Lord communicates the spotless virtue of a stainless character. To us he gives the meritorious efficacy of a devoted life. On us he bestows the reward procured by obedient submission and incessant service. He makes the unsullied garment of his life our covering beauty, the glittering virtues of his character our ornaments and jewels, and the superhuman meekness of his death our boast and glory. He bequeaths us his manger, from which to learn how God came down to man, and his cross, to teach us how man may go up to God. All his thoughts, emotions, actions, utterances, miracles, and intercessions were for us. He trod the road of sorrow on our behalf, and hath made over to us as his heavenly legacy the full results of all the labors of his life. He is now as much ours as heretofore, and he blushes not to acknowledge himself our Lord Jesus Christ, though he is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Christ everywhere and every way is our Christ, forever and ever most richly to enjoy. O my soul, by the power of the Holy Spirit, call him this morning thy Redeemer.
Be not afraid, for I have redeemed you. Be not afraid, I've called you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Sin, not in every area of life, but tolerated in one area. But its effects spill over into all the other areas, bringing to nothing all the gains and all the efforts, and all the advances in those other areas. Isaiah chapter 58 gives us a startling example of this. Chapter 58, verse 2. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances of their God, They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Now, I just stop there for a moment. Wouldn't you say that was a description of a very admirable state of affairs? Doesn't that sound like true holiness? Verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Why is it, Lord, that all our work and our worship and our witness is coming to naught? Why is it? Well, he gives the answer. Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and smite with the fist of wickedness. In other words, there was one area. They kept the fast, but they did not keep the Sabbath. And this fast day was probably the great day of atonement. It was a high Sabbath. They did not keep it. They worshiped God with all the outward trappings. They went through all the motions. They did all that they're supposed to do. And what they were doing in many cases was very, very admirable. But the reality was that there was a very important part of life, and they had excluded it from holiness. And their sin in that one area spilled over into all the others and brought it all to naught. It's a very serious thing for you and me to understand. You may spend time in Bible study. It'll do you no good as long as you nullify it with prayerlessness or disobedience. You may try to serve God in the public place. But as Paul made very clear in giving the standards for leadership in the Church of Christ, if you feel or refuse to exercise biblical rule in your own home, that'll ruin your public service. Or, as Peter made clear, if you can't live with your own wife, if you can't pray together with your own wife, then your prayers will be hindered in every other area. You may present a very diligent face to the world and in church, but if the home life isn't right, that will wreck every other part of your life. Or you may seek to be a gentle and wonderful Christian at home and a very zealous servant in the church. When it comes to your business life, you may there sell all because of your business practices. I was born in a city where there were many Christian businessmen, some of them with the highest testimony, but others, unfortunately, with a testimony among the ungodly that made them and their Christ a laughingstock in the business community. Those people gave thousands to missionary work. They never missed the house of God on the Lord's day. They were always in prayer meeting. But it counted for little or nothing, nullified by sin in their business. You may seek to witness, but if your walk doesn't tally with your witness, it'll do more harm than good. Particularly, I want you to understand that secret sin will ruin public service. Secret sin will ruin public service. First and foremost, it will shut off your usefulness in the place of prayer. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The prayer of the hypocrite is abomination to God. Secret sin will rob you of the enjoyment of the Lord's presence and the Lord's power. in the 15th Psalm, we're given the question, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And we're given the answer, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. You get a striking example of this in the life of David. In the 32nd Psalm, David starts off recounting the beauties and the glories of God's salvation and the joy of knowing justification and acceptance and atonement through the Lord Jesus Christ. But then he comes to that part of his life, and I believe this is a reference to the period between his great sin with Bathsheba and the time when Nathan the prophet came and said, "Thou art the man." David spent a long time hiding his secret sin, doing everything he could to make it appear that he hadn't sinned. And he said, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. My life is dried up. I have become like an old crippled man, and I'm useless, though a king, useless to God and to man because of secret sin." Sin tolerated in one part of the life will ruin your usefulness in every other part. Let's take a moment to cry to God, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Search me and see if there be in me this wicked way." So let's understand it, friend. You cannot see my heart. I cannot see yours. We may come to know that there's something wrong, that the freshness has gone and the usefulness has departed from the life of another. But we can't see the heart, but God can. He sees where you are today spiritually. He sees the sin that is tolerated. He sees the excuses that are made. He understands the secret thing that's ruining your life and service for God. What's to be done? The third thing I point out is this, that the Lord calls us to deal radically with sin. He called Israel to do something radical with Achan. They didn't send Achan for counseling. They didn't call in a psychologist to find out if his mommy hadn't loved him enough. They didn't rehabilitate him. They put him to death. And they did so at the express command of God Almighty. And in that you see a picture of what we are to do with sin in any diseased member. Now I want you to consider what the texts are here and then what the teaching of the texts are. Let's take some clear texts of Scripture on what Christians are to do with sin and how radically they are to deal with it. In Romans 6 verse 12 we read, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof." Don't let it reign. The Lord Jesus, in the verse I've referred to already, in Matthew 5, verse 30, says, "If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it's profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." So, let not sin reign or rule in your mortal body. The Lord Jesus says, if there's an offense or that which causes you to offend in any one part of your life, cut it off. Paul puts it this way in Colossians 3, verse 5. Mortify. Now, that's a very important word we're going to be dealing with. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. And the word mortify again, Romans 8:13. If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Now, those are some texts on this radical treatment of sin. Now, to the teaching of the texts. First of all, we've got to understand that sin is not as easily dealt with as Achan was. Achan could be put to death, and he was dead from that moment on. Sin doesn't work that way. And when the Scripture speaks of mortification and crucifixion and putting to death of the old man, it is speaking of a continual and a growing victory over sin, but it is never complete until our glorification. There is no sinless perfection in Scripture, this side of glory. But that's not to say that the Christian desires anything less than sinless perfection. The believer who wants to deal with sin wants to deal with it totally. And if he could be perfect, that's what he wants. His cry is with Murray McSheehan that God would make him as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be. That's the cry of the man who's genuinely saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.